الحمد لله رب العالمين، الصلاة والسلام على خاتم النبيين، أما بعد، فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم، بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. لقد كان لكم في رسول الله أسوة حسنة، وقال الله تعالى: قل إن كنتم تحبون الله فاتبعوني يحببكم الله. وقال عليه الصلاة والسلام: أنا رحمة مهداة. وقال عليه الصلاة والسلام: الدين نصيحة، صدق الله العلي العظيم وصدق رسول النبي الكريم. My dear brothers and sisters, Alhamdulillah, the month of Rabiul Awwal has started. In this month, one can very easily feel the love of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, because it is the month in which Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam came in this world. It's the month Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam went from this world, and it's the month when the Hijrat to Madina Munawwara started, and it is the month in which the Hijrat towards Madina Munawwara stopped. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has made this month for some takwini actions of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. So is takwini city of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam has been made of Madina Munawwara. So when a person reaches Madina Munawwara, surely he will recite more Durood Sharif, and he will be observing more following Sunnah. This is just, you can say, the direct benefit of remembering Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam because of the city. And similarly, when the month in which Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam came and left, so this also the month which inspires a person for the recitation of Salat al-Nabi, and also following the Sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. So this is direct benefit of this month. So how we should pass time in this holy month? So therefore, I would say that there should be increase in Salat al-Nabi with the intention that I shall make this benefit a habit of myself in the other months as well. Because the love of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam is not due only in this month, but it is also due in all the months. Because Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam himself said that I should be more loved than your parents, than your offsprings, and than your all the people. And also one time Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said to Hazrat Umar radhiyallahu ta'ala that I should be loved more than yourself, by yourself. So it means love of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam is obligatory for iman. So therefore one cannot miss this. And the other thing, as far as amal are concerned, so Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has declared this in Quran: قُلْ إِن كُنْتُمْ تُحِبُّونَ اللَّهَ فَاتَّبِعُونِي يُحْبِبْكُمُ اللَّهُ. Oh, Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam, tell your ummah, if you want to love Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then follow me, then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will love you. So it means in following Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, one gets the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It means Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala loves him. So therefore, it's a great honor for us to follow Sunnat of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And the ayat kareema first I recited, that was laqad kana lakum fi rasulillah uswatun hasana. Indeed, in the life pattern of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, there is the best example to follow in the life. So therefore, if we want to be successful in our life, So surely we should follow Sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, because these are actually already accepted routes, accepted procedures. So therefore, if a person follows path of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, so then his actions will also be accepted. So for this reason, one has to perform so that he follows Sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam more and more. Now, actually, there are three things. Number one is Quran, because Quran is the book of guidance and the book of hidayah. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has made this for hidayah, so has revealed this for hidayah. So therefore, in Quran we know there are guidance. This is, there is guidance, but in this there is ijmal. It means the details are not present in Quran. Details are available in Sunnah. And for understanding the Sunnah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has made a great jamaat of sahaba for Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And because Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam was having one personality, he was living in city, not in the in the villages, and he was male, he was not in females. He was in a great tribe, and he was not in the simple tribe, and he was having too many qualities because of being Khatamun Nabiyin, and other people are not having this. So therefore, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala made a great jamaat of sahaba for himself, because he gave tarbiyat to all sahaba kiram, and sahaba there was a representation of all the types of life patterns. It means there were some sahaba who were male, and there were some sahabiyat who were female, and there were some people were black and some people were red, and some people were living in the city, some people were living in the villages, and some people were very wise, and some people were very simple, and some people were ulama, and some people were following them. It means in sahaba every type of representation was present. So therefore, if we follow sahaba, so then we shall be getting guidance in each type of lifestyle, because city people, the city sahaba will be the model, and for the ulama sahaba will be the model, and for the ordinary sahaba will be model, and for the very intelligent sahaba, the intelligent people, intelligent sahaba, and for the simple people, simple sahaba will be model. It means one can get guidance from every type of sahabi. So therefore, Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, "Ashabi kar najum, behtadetum, behtadetum." That my sahaba are like stars. Everyone, if you all follow, so you will get guidance. So it means because Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said that is in the older ummah there were 71 firqa in Yahud, and there were 72 in Nasara, and there will be very near 73 in my ummah, and only one will get Najat. So then sahaba Benjamin asked, who will be there who will get Najat? Said, those who are following me and those who are following sahaba. It means we have three things. Number one is Quran. And for getting the guidance from Quran, we should know Hadith Sharifa and Sunnah. And to understand Sunnah, we should know the life pattern of sahaba kiram. So these sahaba kiram are actually the models, and we have to follow these models, and their procedure is tariqa sahaba. So we should follow tariqa sahaba, but how to reach tariqa sahaba? So there are some obstacles, and these obstacles are: number one, our nafs; number two is dirty heart; and third is unwise aqal. It means we should all make them such that we get all benefit from all these. So what we have to do? Number one, we have to make our nafs amara, nafs mutmainna, and for that purpose we have to work hard, and we have to go through 10 stations, Pochar, Mukame Toba, Mukame Inabat, Mukame Riyazat, Mukame Kinat, and Mukame Taqwa, Mukame Sabar, Mukame Zohd, Mukame Tawakkul, Mukame Taslim, and Mukame Raza. It means we have to get rid of all the razail, because every the removal of every razila is some maqam. So therefore we should remove all the types of razail. It means we should all press all these razail in order to get nafsi mutmainna. When we achieve nafsi mutmainna, so this nafsi mutmainna will be following sharia. And what is sharia? It is sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. So it means we have to make our nafsi mutmainna, then it will follow the instructions of Quran and Sunnah. And and also we should make our heart clean from the love of worldly things. So for this purpose we have to do mostly zikr, muraqabat, and mashagal. So for that purpose we have to do this, and we should make wise our aqal. For that purpose we have to have zikr and fikr. So it means this all things are only possible with the guidance of Sheikh. So we should reach Sheikh, and for that purpose we have to spare our life we have to learn all these, and we have to clean our heart and purify our nafs, and also make our mind wise. So in this way we shall be getting the benefits of these things. So it means what we should do in this Rabiul Awwal. First of all we should increase the number of Durood Sharif. So we have made a program for our colleagues and for our brothers and sisters, that please recite Salat al-Nabi at least 125,000, 1,25,000, and then after completing it, send it to us, and inshallah we shall present it in Madinatul Munawwar and Rauza Iqdas. They are friends of mine, and they will get it and they will present it on Rauza Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Although it is sent by Malaika, but this will be another route, and inshallah Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will give us very much reward for this. And especially we shall be reciting Salat al-Nabi for the purpose that we love more Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam and we follow more Sunnah. So therefore for that purpose we shall try our best to increase our Salat al-Nabi. Around about 4 years ago we determined that we shall be doing inshallah 100 lakhs. It means 100,000. It means 1 crore. Alhamdulillah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala granted us 2 crores. After that we tried to get 2 crores and we got 4 crores, and after that we tried 4 crores, so then we got 8 crores, and after that we got 14 crores, and now last year we got alhamdulillah 34 crores. And inshallah we are determining us for getting around about 70 crores at this time. So you should also include yourself in this, and try to recite Salat al-Nabi more and more. I think nowadays it has become very easy because these counters are available, digital counters. So by these digital counters, if a person even is talking to someone, so he gets some spare time in between, and he recites Salat al-Nabi during this time. So even if he is talking, so after 1 hour he will see that probably he has recited around about 1,000 time Salat al-Nabi, even in talking time. So it means if a person is having counter in his hand, so he will be having the capability of reciting more and more Salat al-Nabi. If we fix that in one day, we shall be reciting 5,000 Salatana Nabi, inshallah. So then, inshallah, in 29 days, it will become 140,000. 140,000, and inshallah, Al-Aziz, it will be more than what you fixed. So I will request all my colleagues and all my brothers and sisters to recite as many Salat al-Nabi as possible. And I think if one can do, and if a person when has Uswa Rasul Ikram, so some written by Dr. Abdul Hai Sahib, Rahmullah, who was Sheikh of Mufti Rafi Usmani and Mawlana Taqi Usmani. So in that Ahadith Sharifa, Sunan of Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam are presented in a fashion that one can follow it in daily business. So by this, I think I would request that you should read this book also. This will might be available on net as well. So if you recite this, if you read this, so then inshallah, you just make a tick on those sunnah which are very, very simple and very, very easy. Without any effort, you can start. So then start them. And after that, in the next turn, you go through all sunnah and see which are a little difficult than first one. So then, inshallah, try. Because by following the previous sunnah, which were very simple, you will be getting the capability of following the difficult, more difficult hadith, more difficult sunnah as well. Because there is a hadith that if a person is committing sin, so then he will be feeling easy to do more sins, because this is the direct punishment of this. And if a person does hasana, and because of that, hasanat will become easier for him. That is the direct reward of that. So in this way, if we are following sunnah, which are very, very easy, so after that, for example, if we make the 20 stages of from simple to difficult, so if I'm on the 20th stage, so 19th will become easy for me. And if I complete 19th, so then 18th will become easy for me. And if I perform 18th, so then 17th will become easy for me. And similarly, all the sunnah will become on each run easy for me. And inshallah, I shall be able to complete all sunnah. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us tawfiq to recite as many durood sharif as possible, and also grant us tawfiq to follow as much as sunnah, because it's a great benefit of this. And if you are convinced on this, so please communicate this advice to all your other brothers and sisters and colleagues and friends. And if one person you convince him that he performs recite 125,000 Salat al-Nabi in this month, so this will be your Sadqa Jariya. And mashallah, you will be getting the benefit of this, because it is in hadith that the person who tells someone a good thing, and if you perform that good, so he will get the odd ajr of that also, without taking it from the first person who was doing it. So it means we can increase, maximize benefits in this life. May Allah subhanahu grant us tawfiq to recite ourselves, and then it communicate to others as well. وَمَا عَلَيْنَا إِلَّا الْبَلَاغُ. اللهم صل على سيدنا ورانا محمد وبارك وسلم. اللهم ربنا آتنا في الدنيا حسنة وفي الآخرة حسنة وقنا عذاب النار. ربنا تقبل منا إنك أنت السميع العليم وتب علينا إنك التواب الرحيم. وصلى الله عليه وسلم.